From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Scientists hoping to save reefs battered by climate change have been working to breed super corals that can withstand warmer oceans. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us how a reef in the Bahamas could help.
In 2015, soaring ocean temperatures started killing coral throughout the Bahamas. But on Mermaid Reef, near Marsh Harbor, the mountainous star coral survived. Now, scientists know why. The coral and the algae that live inside them could both tolerate hot water. And the coral, they were genetically identical.
An easy way to kind of explain this is that if you relate it to humans, some of us are tall and some of us are short, and that's because of a specific gene that we have.
Katie Parker is a research assistant at the Shedd Aquarium.
It can be the same way with corals. Some are more thermally tolerant and some are not because of the genes that they have.
Cracking the code on the genetic recipe and identifying the algae will help researchers trying to breed super corals in labs to fight climate change. Ross Cunning is a coral biologist at the aquarium.
Breeding together corals to produce a new generation of corals to plant out onto reefs, and even importing specific genes into coral populations to boost their heat tolerance. All of those strategies rely on knowing where we can find corals with natural heat tolerance. So this Mermaid Reef is one example.
Cunning and Parker say the coral and the algae on Mermaid Reef evolved over years of increasing temperatures. Now, the trick will be repeating that evolution in a lab. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Broward County beaches are reopening tomorrow. David Ide is among those happy about that. He owns three businesses in Fort Lauderdale. Ide says they're all taking a hit, and he's had to close down his parasailing company since beaches shut down.
You got to have people sitting in the sand seeing the parasail go by their feet when they're on the beach. Then they call the number and go parasail. Oh, that looks like fun. Let's take the kid.
Palm Beach County beaches are already open. Miami-Dade officials have approved a beach reopening date of June 1st, a week from today. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.